Hello?
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First returning a missed call from this number.
Yeah, this is me, man. This is Sherman.
Sherman Jones?
Yes, correct.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm fine. How you feeling today?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. Hope it's all well with you, too.
Yes, it is. My reason for calling in is because we spoke to Robert back in December, right?
You're talking about Robin or?
Robert.
Rodney.
Robert.
Okay.
Rodney, right, yeah. And Robert, he was supposed to send us, like, the file out because, I explained it to him, I got these reclass appointments coming up and stuff like that. And a lot of my appointments be like afternoon, so it'd be like hard for me to, you know, for my son to, you know, go for my appointment. Then he gotta rush me back, and you know
the problem,
all that stuff.
The problem is we don't offer the FOB anymore. We don't offer it anymore. And I hope you know the FOB has to be attached to a piece of furniture at the house. It's not stationary.
That'd be fine. But it's like the times that like some of my appointments be set up. It'd be for like late afternoon, and then it's like too much.
Right, but I explained to your son that he needs to clock in a little earlier if he can't clock in. If you guys need to change the schedule around, as long as he don't short himself, his hours, whatever time he clock in, he just needs to clock out the difference.
Okay.
So I did explain that to him. The situation with the FOB is still the same way. Even when you look at it, if you had a landline or you had to be at the service location, the FOB doesn't work on the go as well. That's why they took it away out from us. We don't use it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because people was transporting the FOB to and from where they were going. And that's not the discipline for the FOB. The FOB has to be attached to a piece of furniture that cannot move or cannot be uninstalled once it's locked in.
Yeah, we just worried about like the, you know, like the hours. He didn't want to be, you know, mess the hours up, and I understand that.
No, he don't have to necessarily mess his hours up. It's just that your shift starts at 5, right?
Yeah.
And it ends at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as whatever time he clock in, he needs to clock out 12 hours difference.
Okay.
So you don't have to rush back home to clock in or rush back home to clock out. It's just that they just got to register at the property whatever time he clock out or in.
Okay. All right, so if I get an appointment for like 3.
Three.
So, like my,
so then if your appointment is at 3, you got to be there at 3, then he needs to clock in at 2 or 2:30.
Okay.
And then he just clock out 12 hours later.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So I understand what you're saying there. Because I didn't want him to get confused, and he was like, I don't think he understood.
No, I explained it to him when he was here.
Yeah, I don't think he understood what you were saying to him, because he's like, man. But I'm going to tell him he ain't going to mess up, so he just clock in at a certain time and then clock out.
Just tell him to just keep track of whatever time he clock in. If he clock in late, to just clock out those hours difference.
Okay, all right. All right, I'll let him know.
Okay.
All right, and thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.